When the gospel is concluded, please remain standing. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
On the evening of that first day of the week, when the doors were locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Maya Angelou, one of the wonderful poets of our time, once said that life is not measured by the amount of breaths you take, but by the moments that take away our breath. Today is such a moment, the celebration of Pentecost, when we realize what this celebration means. It takes our breath away. It's so profound. It's so important. It's so absolutely necessary. But what is it that this moment celebrates? In the Gospel of John, he begins his Gospel by saying, "In the beginning." Do you remember those words? They're used also at the very first book of the Scriptures, Genesis, "In the beginning." And now John tells us that when the apostles were gathered in that upper room, frightened for their lives, suddenly there was a roaring wind that came into the place. And the pillars of fire that hovered above their heads. A profound moment. A new creation, as it were. You see, that's what the writers are describing, a new creation. Remember, it was God who breathed life into the earliest human being. And here we are told that Christ breathed into those apostles, calling them now to carry on his mission. How many of you are baptized? How many have been confirmed? Do you know what that means? That you were washed in the waters and became a daughter of God, a son of God? Do we really understand what it meant when we were signed by that sacred chrism and received the gifts of the Spirit? You see, those were momentous moments in our lives, because it's calling us now to carry on the work that Christ did in restoring creation, which had taken such terrible turns, that had been so desecrated, that had been so harmed. As the family of Corpus Christi, you say of yourselves, "We seek God in Scripture, in the sacraments, in prayer, in study, in one another, and in all of God's magnificent creation. And we aspire, you say, to embody God's presence by sharing our gifts. And by welcoming all. That's what you say of yourselves as the family of Corpus Christi. And what this feast of Pentecost is telling us is we can't, who have been baptized and washed in the waters and become full adults in the church through the sacred chrism, we can't sit on the sideline of life, watching life go by. We can't just be spaced out as if we have no responsibility. You see, we have been washed in those waters and signed with the sacred chrism, and we are called to share the gifts God has given us. We hear in Paul's epistle that we are one body, the body of Christ. And in Christ's body, every part is important. None of us in this church today who have been baptized are unimportant in carrying on the mission of Christ. I don't know if you've ever stubbed your toe. Suddenly we become aware of no other part of our body but that toe. Or if we had a surgery, no other part but the part that has been operated on. Every member of the body matters, makes a difference, have a responsibility to share their gifts and to welcome all. So today is a momentous feast in the church when we are called out of our isolation, out of our hiddenness, to begin to share our gifts with one another. And we are not to live our lives just stuffing our own face as if no one else matters, as if nothing else is important. It cannot be that way with us who have been washed in the waters. We have to have eyes that see where love is needed. We have to have ears that hear where love is needed. We have to have hands and feet that walk and embrace those who are in need. We who have been washed in the waters cannot sit on the sideline of life. And we can't just be attending to our own needs. But we've been sent out on mission, armed with the gifts of the Spirit, who will help us to accomplish the work that God has entrusted to us. If we look at the world in which we live, there are so many challenges. People who are lonely, people who are anxious, people who are frightened, wars and dissension and divisions. There is so much that needs a new creation. And we are the ones, Pentecost tells us, who are to embody God's presence, healing the sick, caring for the poor, attentive to those in need. As Maya Angelou says, we are measured by the moments in our life that take away our breath. And if you really understand this feast of Pentecost, it takes away our breath in what it is calling each of us to do in sharing our gifts in the service of others.